In November 2024, a single 30-second commercial destroyed a 102-year-old automotive icon. A luxury car brand unveiled an advertisement with zero cars in it. European sales plummeted 97.5% in 1 year, from nearly 2,000 vehicles to just 49. The CEO resigned after the president called it a total disaster, while Elon Musk's viral response sparked a global backlash. Conservative commentators immediately compared it to the Bud Light catastrophe that cost billions. Dealerships sat empty for an entire year after the company fired its advertising agency and stopped production completely. One Instagram comment captured everything. Kill the British icon. Over 13,000 people agreed. If you love watching billion-dollar brands self-destruct, hit that like button and subscribe, because unlike their strategy, ours actually works. To understand how one commercial caused such devastation, you need to see what they actually put on screen. On November 19th, 2024, the company posted a video that would define corporate marketing disasters for years to come. The 30-second copy-nothing commercial featured androgynous models in brightly colored avant-garde clothing. They held sledgehammers and paintbrushes while posing in elevators and abstract pink geometric landscapes. Not a single vehicle appeared anywhere in the entire spot. One male model wore a dress. The visuals looked more like a high-fashion perfume commercial than anything related to automotive engineering. Critics watching it for the first time were genuinely baffled. This was supposed to sell luxury vehicles? But here's what made it even worse. The brand had deleted its entire social media history before posting the new content. Years of posts, images, and customer engagement gone. Then they unveiled this. The campaign introduced slogans that sounded more like motivational posters than car marketing. Delete ordinary, live vivid, create exuberant, and break molds. A new logo replaced the iconic leaping cat with a mixed case Jaguar wordmark, with a capital G and U for what they called visual harmony. This was all part of exuberant modernism, a philosophy that threw out everything about traditional British luxury. Managing director Rod and Glover defended the approach as a bold and imaginative reinvention that was expected to attract attention and debate. Within hours, the backlash exploded across social media. Conservative commentator John Gabriel said it best, "You have completely misread the moment. Bud Light 2.0. Social media erupted with comparisons to fashion advertisements, perfume commercials, anything except cars. People openly mocked the complete absence of vehicles in a vehicle advertisement. Comments flooded every platform, demanding things like, fire your whole marketing team for this. The company had spent a century building brand equity around performance, elegance, and British heritage. Now they were replacing all of it with sledgehammers and pink landscapes, deleting their history to make room for a vision nobody had asked for. The commercial sparked immediate confusion and mockery across the internet. Four words from Elon Musk turned the marketing disaster into a global humiliation. On the same day the commercial dropped, the Tesla CEO posted his response on X. Do you sell cars? That simple question, dripping with sarcasm from a direct competitor, went viral instantly. Millions of people saw it within hours. The comment became the most shared response to the campaign, setting the tone for everything that followed. As the owner of X and the world's most followed account, Musk's mockery carried a lot of weight. He was the face of the electric vehicle revolution they were desperately trying to join. The floodgates opened. Conservative influencer Andrew Tate didn't hold back, calling it gay bullshit, while his brother Tristan amplified the message. British politician Nigel Farage went further, predicting the company would go bust and calling the whole thing commercial suicide. Then activist Robbie Starbuck delivered what became another viral moment. This made me want to sell my Jaguar, and I don't even own a Jaguar. Even people with no connection to the brand felt compelled to distance themselves from it. German newspaper Bild ran a poll asking readers what they thought of the new direction. 93% of 17,800 respondents voted it creepy and said it no longer has anything to do with Jaguar. Nearly everyone who saw it rejected it. Not everyone agreed, though. Formula One legend Martin Brundle offered a contrarian take, calling the strategy genius for generating massive attention during a period when they weren't actually selling cars. Maybe controversy was the point. But the company couldn't hide behind that argument. They invited Elon Musk for a cuppa in Miami on December 2nd, trying to turn his criticism into engagement. It didn't work. The damage was already done. What started as one viral comment had snowballed into a global conversation about brand suicide. The internet had spoken, and the verdict was unanimous. This was a catastrophic failure. European car registrations fell from 1,961 units in April 2024 to just 49 units in April 2025. That's a 97.5% collapse in a single year. From nearly 2,000 vehicles to 49. Let that sink in. Dealers across an entire continent collectively sold fewer than 50 cars in a month. The broader picture was just as bleak. Total global sales had crashed from 62,000 units in 2022 to just 13,000 in fiscal 2024. Year-to-date, European numbers showed a 75% decline compared to the previous year. American dealers were suffering too, with sales down 80% from their 2017 peak. Showrooms that once moved hundreds of vehicles annually were now moving dozens. The company had a ready explanation. They'd intentionally stopped production of all models by December 2024 as part of their electric vehicle transition strategy. No cars were being made, so obviously no cars were being sold. A spokesperson stated that comparing sales to 2024 is pointless as we are no longer producing vehicles. But that excuse only went so far. Yes, they'd created a deliberate fire break with no inventory until the new electric lineup launched in 2026. But the numbers revealed something more troubling than just empty production lines. They showed customers actively rejecting the brand even before production stopped. Here's the kicker. Parent company Jaguar, Land Rover, posted record profits of £1.8 billion that same year. Land Rover models like the Range Rover and Defender were selling beautifully. 58,000 and 28,000 units, respectively. The problem wasn't the parent company or market conditions. The problem was this specific brand and what they'd done to it. Dealerships across Europe and America sat virtually empty, waiting for vehicles that wouldn't arrive for another year. Many faced closure as the network prepared to shrink from 122 US locations to just 20 curated stores. The sales catastrophe confirmed what the internet already knew. Customers were walking away. Behind the colorful models and abstract slogans lay a desperate gamble by executives who knew their brand was already dying. Managing director Rod and Glover had admitted the uncomfortable truth. The company's models were generating close to zero profitability before any of this happened. This was a failing brand making a last-ditch attempt at survival. They'd been bleeding money for years while competitors thrived. Something radical had to change. The strategy announced back in 2021 as Reimagine aimed to completely transform the business model. Instead of competing in the crowded mid-luxury market, they would target ultra-luxury territory. Think Bentley and Rolls-Royce, cars priced above £100,000. The math seemed sound, sell far fewer vehicles but make significantly more profit on each one. Quality over quantity, exclusivity over accessibility. We need to reestablish our brand as a completely different price point. So, we need to act differently, Glover explained to the Financial Times. His logic continued, if we play in the same way that everybody else does, we'll just get drowned out. To execute this vision, they hired Accenture Song in 2021 for their technology capabilities and data-driven approach. Chief Creative Officer Jerry McGovern created exuberant modernism to replace the traditional British luxury aesthetic. Everything old had to go. But what was risky to say the least was they didn't just rebrand. They stopped making cars entirely. Every model discontinued by December 2024. F-Type, XE, XF, E-Pace, I-Pace, all gone. They created what they called a fire break, a complete production halt, until the new electric lineup could launch in 2026. Marketing expert Rory Sutherland had warned them, Jaguar cannot survive on a group of people who love the brand but don't buy the cars. They knew they needed new customers, younger, wealthier buyers who'd never considered them before. The provocative campaign was meant to grab attention from people who'd been ignoring them for years. On paper, to them, the strategy made sense for a desperate brand searching for relevance, but the execution was disastrous. By July 2025, 8 months after the commercial launch, the pressure had become unbearable for the man at the top. CEO Adrian Mardell announced his retirement on July 31st. After 35 years with the company, rising from finance roles to the top job in 2022, he was stepping down. His official retirement date would be December 31st, 2025. Here's the irony. Despite the catastrophic brand performance, Mardell had actually led parent company Jaguar Land Rover to its highest profit in a decade, £1.8 billion. He'd slashed debt by £5 billion. By traditional metrics, he'd been successful. But traditional metrics weren't what the world was watching. 4 days after the retirement announcement, Donald Trump launched an attack on Truth Social. His post on August 4th pulled no punches. Jaguar did a stupid and serious woke advertisement. That is a total disaster. Trump continued, connecting it directly to Mardell's departure. The CEO just resigned in disgrace and the company is in absolute turmoil. Who wants to buy Jaguar after looking at that disgraceful ad? The president compared it to another corporate controversy. Bud Light went woke and essentially destroyed the company. His message was clear. Woke marketing destroys brands and costs executives their jobs. Trump's attack on a British company's leadership was extraordinary, but it landed during a moment when the company was already vulnerable. The advertising agency Accenture Song had been fired back in May, despite having a contract through mid-2026. A global search for a new creative partner was underway. PB Balaji, the chief financial officer of parent company Tata Motors, had already been announced as Mardell's replacement, starting November 2025. He will become the first Indian CEO of the British automaker. The company maintained that Mardell's retirement was voluntary after a long and successful career. Trump's narrative painted it as a forced resignation in disgrace. The truth probably lay somewhere between those extremes. What remains clear was this. Whether Mardell jumped or was pushed, his departure marked the end of the most controversial chapter in the brand's history. This company wasn't alone in its downfall. They joined a growing graveyard of brands that misread the cultural moment. Just a year earlier, Bud Light had become the cautionary tale. Their partnership with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney triggered a conservative boycott that cost the company $1.8 billion in lost sales. The beer brand that had dominated American culture for decades watched their market share collapse overnight. Now, the exact same pattern was playing out across the Atlantic. Conservative commentators immediately recognized it. The phrase, "go woke, go broke," became shorthand for what happens when companies prioritize social messaging over their customer base. Multiple corporations had learned this lesson the hard way. Industry experts were split, but increasingly skeptical of the progressive approach. Marketing Week called the strategy lunacy in explicit terms. Steve McKee from the Heritage Foundation wrote that commandeering a long-standing and respected brand to proffer visions of a woke, androgynous utopia anathema to its target audience is unfocused at best, counterproductive at worst. The timing didn't help either. The campaign launched during a broader backlash against corporate diversity initiatives. What might have been applauded in 2021 was being rejected in 2024. The cultural winds had shifted. But the company's multi-year strategy couldn't pivot fast enough. Social media filled with side-by-side comparisons. Successful traditional advertising versus failed progressive campaigns. The pattern was impossible to ignore. Brands that respected their customers thrived. Brands that lectured their customers failed. The downfall had become a textbook case study in what happens when companies chase trends instead of serving customers. The lesson here isn't about politics. It's about something more fundamental in business. You cannot attract new customers by making your existing customers feel insulted and abandoned. Every successful brand evolution respects what came before while moving forward. This company tried to delete their history to create their future. But you can't build loyalty by destroying the loyalty you already had. The customers who dreamed about owning these cars as children watched those dreams get dismissed or outdated. The heritage that made the brand value was treated as something to overcome rather than celebrate. In business, authenticity beats trend chasing every single time, and the fastest way to lose trust is to show your customers you're embarrassed by them. What's your take on this? Did they make a smart long-term bet or commit brand suicide? Let me know in the comments below. If you want more stories about billion-dollar mistakes and the lessons they teach, subscribe to Money Legend and turn on notifications. And if you think this disaster was wild, wait until you see what we're covering next. Click here to keep watching.